This is Apollo Control. At the moment, we're awaiting the spacecraft to maneuver into the proper attitude for separation. Again, to recap, separation was to have occurred about 4 minutes prior to reacquiring the spacecraft on the 12th revolution. Dave Scott, once we acquired, reported that separation had not occurred. On the ground, we noticed at that time an indication of a high temperature, off-scale high, on the probe assembly, which indicated that we possibly did not have electrical power to the probe, which in turn is an indication that the umbilical is either not connected or not firm in its seating. On removing the hatch and inspecting the tunnel, Al Worden reported that this was in fact the case. He tightened up the umbilical. The hatch has now been secured, and we would expect to have a normal separation. The principal effect of the late separation will be to remove the possibility of doing the landmark tracking, which Al Worden was scheduled to do on this revolution.
This Endeavor, and I'm all set up again. The tunnel's vented and pressure's good.
Okay, very good. Give me a minute.
Okay. And I'll stop the maneuver at local vertical.
Okay, have you, are you in attitude hold now?
Negative. We'll be in just about another 10 degrees.
Okay.
That's Al Worden and Dave Scott talking back and forth between Endeavor and Falcon.
Well, said I need about 1 minute to get P-47 up.
Okay.
Okay, Dave, about a minute and a half. Okay, a minute and a half until you get to the attitude?
Until we're ready to step.
Okay, good.
Let's go on 1 minute.
Okay, you've got P-47 running. You can go anytime you want to.
Okay, I've got P-47 running also.
Okay, we're on the capture latches. Good. Okay, good clean step.
You heard Al Warden and Dave Scott report separation, and we confirm that on the ground. A good, clean separation at 100 hours, 39 minutes, 39 seconds.
Endeavour Houston, be advised your current attitude is a good one for your P-52 if you'd like to hold it.
Okay, Ed, you think we can't get there for the P-24s?
Negative, you've only got 6 minutes, they say no way.
Okay, we'll hold it. Okay, Falcon's going to yaw left. And you got four good-looking gear.
That was Al Warden confirming to Dave Scott and Jim Irwin aboard Falcon that they have four good-looking landing gears. The principal effect of the late undocking is, as we mentioned, going to be to delete the possibility of doing the program 24 landmark tracking on this revolution. We do have another opportunity on the next revolution to do that landmark tracking, although we would prefer to have two revolutions of the tracking prior to the powered descent. We can get by with a single revolution of the landmark tracking.
Houston, low bit rate aft on me, please.
We've had a dropout in communications while the spacecraft is maneuvering to a new attitude. We'll be reacquiring on the high gain antenna shortly, and that should clear up the communications. Again, to repeat the situation, on reacquiring the spacecraft at the beginning of the 12th revolution, Dave Scott reported that we had not gotten separation at the scheduled time. On the ground, we had an indication through a high temperature indication telemetered back from the spacecraft that perhaps the umbilical to the probe assembly was not firmly connected. On inspecting the assembly, Al Warden found that this was in fact the case. He reseated it in its receptacle, closed out the hatch area, and at 100 hours, 39 minutes, 39 seconds, we again attempted successfully this time the undocking and separation. With no electrical power to the probe assembly, the undocking could not occur. The probe is electrically actuated, and when it receives the proper electrical signal, it extends and gives you the separation. At that point, the command module, piloted by Al Worden, fires thrusters to increase the separation rate at about 1 foot per second, and this was successfully done on the second try. Again, the principal effect of this late separation makes it impossible to do the landmark tracking on this revolution. We will do it on the succeeding revolution, and this should be adequate for the powered descent. We would expect at this point that the landing will occur at the normal time.